live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free if you make the call. That's 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Johnson's actually back there doing a little bit of work for us here in the studio. We've got some streaming trouble tonight, and we're going to try to get the stream back up online. But those of you that are listening on the radio waves, you've got us live and clear. We're going to start things out this evening with a special guest. And we don't have guests on the show too often, but this one is actually a kind of a record-setting guest, Manwich.
How's that?
Well, she's the first government employee, the first government bureaucrat that we've ever actually had on the show with us. And her name is Carolyn Beck from the TABC. Carolyn, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Now, Carolyn, what does the TABC stand for?
The Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission.
Okay. Now, what do you do at the TABC? I know you're the spokesperson. What is the role of the TABC?
We regulate the alcoholic beverage industry in Texas.
Gotcha. So, recently, we've been talking about the TABC here on Free Talk Live, and I'm sure you're well aware that you guys have been making national news, if not international news, with your policy of going around, as I understand it, and it's possible I've got this wrong, and which is one of the reasons why we have you on the show tonight, Carolyn, just to kind of understand what it is exactly that's happening here in Texas. As I understand it, you're going from bar to bar with the police, and you're arresting bar patrons for public intoxication charges. Is that correct?
It is correct that we are going into bars and arresting patrons for public intoxication charges, as well as employees for a sale to an intoxicated person, which is illegal in Texas. Our agents actually are the police in Texas. Now, I mean, they're one of the many peace officer organizations.
Now, Carolyn, I know that a ticket is considered an arrest, but you don't take people downtown and book them or anything. You just give them a ticket.
No, they do
book them.
I'm asking whether or not this is a booking situation or a ticket situation.
This is in many cases, it's a booking situation. It's not always. The Code of Criminal Procedure gives our agents the option to either take them to jail or release them to a responsible party or take them to a treatment center, a drug treatment center, which we don't do typically.
So, okay, let me see if I understand how this works. If you're, what you do is you send in undercover officers. They're not in uniform, correct?
Right. Our open agents who aren't undercover are not in, their uniform is a jacket and tie.
Okay.
Which makes them recognizable in Texas establishments.
I see. So you send in agents that are in a jacket and tie.
Well, we send in undercover agents. Yes, you were right about that. I just wanted to make sure you didn't think that the other ones are in uniform.
Right. Okay, undercover agents into bars. Is there a selection process in regards to the bars that you actually choose to do these sting operations in, or is it a random? How do you choose?
Well, we try to focus on establishments that have a history of violating the law or that have indicators that they've been over-serving their patrons. We gather as much data as we can regarding...
Because it's against the law to actually serve alcohol past a certain point to someone?
It's against the law to sell alcohol to a person who is intoxicated. That's correct.
And you mean when you say intoxicated, you mean the legal definition of intoxicated, which is what, 0.08?
Yes, or 0.08 or loss of normal use of your mental or physical faculties.
How many beers does it take to get to a 0.08?
It depends on how much you weigh, how much you've had to eat, whether you're male or female, what kind of medications you're taking, what kind of beer you're drinking, how large your beers are. It's impossible.
So how do you judge? I mean, how do your agents judge whether or not a person is intoxicated exactly?
Well, they are looking for people who are exhibiting outward obvious signs of intoxication, people who can't walk right, people who are dropping things.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for a combination of things. It's not any one thing. Obviously, if you can't walk right but you're injured, that's not a sign of intoxication. Some people are loud all the time. That's not always a sign of intoxication. Some people drop things because they're clumsy. That by itself is not a sign of intoxication. But when you put all of those things and other things together, you can tell when somebody is intoxicated.
I see.
Now,
so
what if somebody was...
can tell.
Well, I'm sorry, Carolyn. What if somebody was pretending to be intoxicated? Could they be arrested?
I doubt it, but anything's possible. Let me finish explaining what it is that they do.
Sure.
So they're looking for people exhibiting obvious signs of intoxication. And then an open agent, well, the most important thing is then they watch to see if the retail establishment continues to sell them alcoholic beverages.
Mm-hmm.
Because our main goal here is to control the behavior of the retailers that we are tasked with regulating. We license the establishments, and we're trying to get them to stop over-serving their patrons. So once we have identified a person who appears to be intoxicated and we have witnessed an illegal sale, then an open agent approaches the patron and asks them to step outside into a controlled, quiet environment where they can talk to them one-on-one, interview them.
Now, I just want to understand this process.
And see how intoxicated they are.
Right.
And then most cases they will offer them a standard field sobriety test, which is the same test that's given.
Now, I'm interested in the language you're using here, Carolyn. You're saying they're going to ask them to come outside. Does that mean that they have to?
Yes, but they're still polite when they do it.
I see. And you say they're going to offer them field sobriety tests. Does that mean they can turn them down?
Yes, they can turn down the field sobriety test.
Does that mean they lose their privilege to, well, it's not a privilege to drive. Do they lose their privilege to be in public?
What happens is our agents have to make a decision as to their level of intoxication based on the information that they have without a standard field sobriety test. They're going to base their decision whether to cite the person for public intoxication on all the information they have at hand, the behaviors that they've observed, their discussion with the person, and, you know, without the standard field sobriety test, sometimes it's harder to determine whether somebody's intoxicated. Sometimes it is. It's not always.
So that person is essentially being detained. As soon as the agent approaches them and asks them if they will step outside, that's essentially a detention because they're not free to step outside and start walking home. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's like being pulled over by a police officer when you're driving down the street.
Now, you said this was mainly aimed at the bars, but it sounds like you're picking up bar patrons rather than bar, say, owners or tenders or whomever.
Well, we're doing both.
Now, of the 2,200 people, that's the estimate that I've seen that you've arrested in the 6 months, or I guess the most recent 6 months that you've been doing this program.
Correct.
And it's been going on for longer than 6 months. I guess you guys have just been sort of stepping up your rate recently.
That's correct.
Of the 2,200 people, what percentage are patrons versus employees?
I don't have those numbers broken out, but the majority of them are being cited for public intoxication because, of course, there are many more patrons in the bar than there are employees.
So the majority of them are being cited. Now, what's the typical punishment for a public intoxication charge?
Well, it's a Class C misdemeanor punishable by a fine up to $500, but it's the judge who determines how much it actually is.
Now,
it'll be less than $500.
If this is for the public good, how does the public benefit from this? I mean, it sounds to me like a fundraising program for the state of Texas.
Well, the state of Texas doesn't get the money from the citation, so it's definitely not that.
Who does?
The cities and counties get the majority of the funds. A small portion of it. Well, okay. To me, the state of Texas actually means the state government.
I got you. So the bigger government of Texas doesn't get the money. The smaller governments of the municipalities do.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The state of Texas gets a small portion of it. TABC gets none of it.
Now, okay, so your job at the TABC is to regulate alcoholic beverage serving locations, bars and that sort of thing. You also, I presume, regulate the alcohol sections of grocery stores?
Yeah, we regulate the entire industry from the manufacturing to the distribution to the transport to the sale, all of it.
So I want to come back to you, Karen. Can you hang on for another segment?
Sure.
That'd be great, because I have some questions. I've actually been thinking about moving to Texas and possibly opening up my own bar, my own drinking establishment. I kind of want to explore what exactly that would take with you. So, coming up, more with Carolyn Beck, the spokesperson from the TABC. They're busy arresting people for being drunk in bars. The number here, 800-259-9231. If you have questions for Carolyn, that's 800-259-9231. We'll explore this more coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the number. That's 1-800-259-9231. And anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson, I'm back.
And Manwich.
And we have a special guest on the line with us. Her name is Carolyn Beck, and she is the public relations, the spokesperson for the TABC, the Texas Alcohol, what was it again, Texas?
She'll tell you. Alcoholic Beverage Commission.
Alcoholic Beverage Commission. And you're the bureaucracy that is tasked with regulation of all of the alcohol establishments in Texas. And I've been thinking about moving to Texas and actually opening up my own alcoholic beverage serving location. And I just kind of wanted to, I guess, maybe go through a couple of steps with you just so I understand this. What would happen if I went into Texas and rented myself a storefront location and opened up for business, but I was actually stopping people as they came in, Carolyn, and asked them to sign a waiver, asked them to sign a form that essentially joined a private club. So essentially I'd be opening up a private club, not a public business, because as I understand it in Texas, if you have a bar that's open to the public, it's considered the public and not an actual private establishment owned by a private individual. So would I be able to open up my own essentially private club in Texas?
You can, actually. There is a private club permit that you would have to get from TABC, and we would regulate you the same way that we regulate bars.
I see.
A public place in Texas is defined as any place to which the public or a substantial group of the public has access,
right.
And that includes any place that has a TABC permit. So, unfortunately, having a private club is not going to exempt you from the public intoxication law.
Right. So, okay. So, so if I have a private club, I have to actually come to you and ask for permission. Is that correct?
You have to get a permit if you're going to be selling or serving alcoholic beverages.
So, if I don't have a permit, then what's going to happen?
You'll be cited for bootlegging.
Is that right? So, now what does bootlegging mean exactly?
Selling alcoholic beverages without a permit.
Got it. And how would you know that I was selling alcoholic beverages if I have a private club and I'm actually checking IDs and making people identify themselves before they come in? For instance, maybe I could keep all of the cops and the TABC agents out of my club, so therefore you would never know whether or not I was selling alcohol.
Well, it's possible that we would never know and that you would get away with violating the law. It's possible that someone would tip us off. Well, if we had probable cause or a search warrant, then we could enter the establishment and... It's just like if you were in there dealing drugs.
I see. So if someone tipped you off, it'd give you probable cause, you could come in, search my location, and if I was indeed selling alcohol, you would cite me for bootlegging. I'd have to go to court and possibly go to jail if I didn't want to pay the citation. Is that right?
That's right. We'd probably get a search warrant, but yeah.
So essentially I guess I'm just trying to understand this. Basically, this isn't really a free country, is it, Carolyn?
There are laws in this country.
Got it. So you're not free to actually open up your own business and do business with individuals on a one-on-one basis without actually going to the TABC first and begging for permission.
Well, we don't force people to beg, but you are correct that you can't sell alcoholic beverages in Texas without a permit. When the Constitution repealed, when Prohibition was repealed, the constitutional amendment said that the states would be charged with regulating the alcoholic beverage industry. It's in the Constitution.
So it's kind of like you almost have a bit of a little mini prohibition there in Texas in a way. I mean, you're prohibited from having too many drinks. You're prohibited from going beyond 0.08 of the bloodstream of your alcohol content in public. You can now, can you have over points?
That's not exactly right. What the law says is that you can't be intoxicated in a public place to the extent that you may be a danger to yourself or others. In a private place, in your home or your friend's home, you can have as much to drink as you want.
Is that right, Manwich? Did you have some questions about that?
Well, I guess I'm trying to now to figure out. It's legal to get drunk in my house. I can get pitch chased in my own house, right, Carolyn?
That's right.
Okay.
If you're over 21.
If I'm over 21. And if I go to someone else's house, I can do that, right?
That's right.
Now, I guess what my question is sort of ownership. It's like, who owns the bar? I mean, the bar isn't public by any... the only definition that I can see that the bar would be public would be one that someone created. It's just kind of a made-up definition.
Well,
look,
it's in the Texas Penal Code. I mean, there are definitions of all kinds of...
Okay,
words,
so
words
a bunch of legislators
statute.
Made it up then. So, I mean, it's still made up.
All kinds of things are made up by the legislators, yes.
Right, including your agency.
That's right.
So, now what I guess, so the bar isn't really the bar. The bar doesn't really belong to the person who owns it, because if I went to their house and drank, I could get as drunk as I wanted to, but I can't go to their bar and get as drunk as I want to, right?
The bar is owned by the owner of the bar, but it is a public place. And when we give people licenses and permits, there's an explicit agreement that peace officers can go onto the premises at any time without probable cause or a search warrant.
And that makes sense. If you were to sign an agreement with any agency, you know, with whatever it is, an insurance agency, there are certain provisions and that sort of thing. But unfortunately, you're not free to avoid signing this agreement. So you're actually being coerced into signing the agreement if indeed you want to sell alcohol to members of the public.
Well, and that's where your choice is. If you choose to sell alcoholic beverages to the public, then there are laws that you have to follow.
Now, Carolyn, what if I opened a club like we had been talking about before, and the club I charged a membership fee, and instead of charging for alcohol, I just had free alcohol for people to imbibe as they wished.
Like your home. It could be your home, almost.
It could be something like that. Would that fall under the purview of the TABC?
If you're exchanging money for alcoholic beverages, yes.
That's not what he just described.
I thought it was. The people who joined the club paid money, and then they got free alcoholic beverages. So
it's actually a knitting club. Beverages. We have knitting needles around,
okay.
But in the process
but
of knitting, you can get as drunk as you want.
Well, are they paying or are they not paying?
They're paying for a club membership.
Okay,
and the club membership doesn't specify that you're going to get alcohol. It just there happens to be alcohol there.
Well, if you have to pay money to get near the alcohol that's free, then that is considered selling alcohol
okay.
in Texas.
Just wondering if there's any ways around these, these sort of made-up rules that we're talking
so
about here.
So any organization, basically any organization that has a membership code in the state of Texas, in other words, any organization that charges, for example, if I joined a martial arts organization where I pay to study martial arts, and they happen to have some parties and serve alcohol, then because I paid money to join that organization, the TABC could come in and arrest everyone, everyone who's intoxicated.
It's not so much a matter of whether you paid to join the organization as whether you paid to go to the party to get the alcohol. If you paid, but you could bring, your five friends with you to the party, then you're not paying to go to the party to get the alcohol. Mm-hmm. I think I've made my point clear. Can we move on to something else?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So you're going to continue on with the process of arresting people. And obviously people aren't very happy with this. I think you've probably gotten a lot of negative response. Is that right?
Positive and negative.
How's it going? I mean, is drunkenness stopping in Texas?
Well, you started to ask me why we were doing this, and then you moved on to something else. You haven't really asked me why it is that we're doing this.
Okay, why are you doing it, Carolyn?
People
of
Texas. Thank you for asking. We are trying to reduce the over-service of alcoholic beverages to patrons so we can reduce the number of intoxicated people leaving bars and getting behind the wheel of a car.
Won't that
and
sort
in
of
fact, in Arlington, where we have had saturated efforts,
I want you to tell me about Arlington when we come
down.
Back. If you can hang on, Carolyn,
okay,
we're
sure.
On the edge of a break here, so hang on.
All
you can
right.
tell me all about Arlington in a moment. 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for Carolyn Beck, she's in the center of some controversy right now. She's the spokesperson for the TABC, the Texas Bureau of Alcohol Regulation. And we're going to come back with more. This is Free Talk Live.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Beauty may be in the eye of the beholder, but I'll guarantee all these cars will be worth a double take when I come back.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Traditional good looks are worth a once-over, but these unique vehicles really capture attention. The Airfibian has aircraft-sized wheels and an aluminum body. When fabric wings and a fuselage are attached, it transforms into a plane. The Popemobile is a modified Land Rover with a small windowed room for the pontiff to stand, protected by bulletproof glass. A road train, used for transporting materials to the remote outback, has a modified truck in the lead, followed by up up to a dozen trailers. And funny cars, well, aren't they all, with a huge front-mounted engine, giant rear wheels, and a covered chassis, can use 15 gallons of fuel for a single quarter-mile run. I guess pretty is as pretty does. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have all kinds of neat stuff, including archives, months and months. In fact, over a year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website, at freetalklive.com. So go get them. Also, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. One of the reasons why a lot of people are becoming Free State Project members is because they feel like they're way overregulated. They feel like there's way too many regulations, too many rules, too many government bureaucracies. And we have
protected a little bit too much.
Yeah, a little bit too much protection. So we actually have somebody on the line with us here. It's Carolyn Beck. She is the spokesperson for the Texas Alcohol Bureaucracy Center. Carolyn, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hello.
Hi, Carolyn.
Carolyn, you've been a good sport. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate you putting up with us here. Now, you're going to tell us about why it is, the reason why you've gone around from bar to bar in Texas, and you've arrested over 2,200 people, most of them for public intoxication charges, for essentially being drunk in a bar. Why is it you're doing this?
They may be a danger to themselves or others.
I see. Why is it you're doing this?
Well, we are trying to reduce the DWI fatalities and accidents in Texas by encouraging retailers to stop illegally selling alcoholic beverages to intoxicated people.
I see. So you don't want people to hurt themselves, is that right?
We don't want people to hurt other people most of all, but certainly hurting themselves is a concern. We were starting to talk about Arlington.
Arlington, yes. I was just going to ask you about Arlington.
Okay. Well, from 2004 to 2005, DWI arrests of persons coming from licensed premises dropped 27%.
Okay.
And we have talked to the Arlington Police Department. We specifically had a focused effort in that city during that year, and there is no other reason that we can find as to why those numbers would have dropped so dramatically other than the operations that we were conducting throughout the year.
Now,
so we feel like there is some success there, and we do feel like this program could be successful in other places.
I'm sure you've got random stops and DUI checkpoints and things like that.
We don't in Texas. That's not legal in Texas.
It's not legal to stop somebody for drunk driving. That's driving erratically or anything.
You said random stops.
I'm wondering. Now I'm asking a new question.
Okay. All right. It is legal to pull somebody over who appears that they are violating the law.
So what you're trying to do is catch them beforehand.
We are trying to do two things. We are trying to stop the establishment from illegally selling the alcoholic beverages to intoxicated people. And as a side effort of that, once we've identified somebody who's intoxicated and being served illegally, we have to make a decision as to what to do with that person. And
what
we hope to do is to be able to release them to a responsible party. But in some cases, we have to take them into custody.
Let me ask, you said you focused your efforts on Arlington, and you got a 27% decrease in DUIs? Is that what you said?
DWI arrests of persons coming from licensed premises. Total DWI arrests went down 20%.
Okay. Well, my question was, since you focused your efforts on Arlington in specific, how much did this program cost taxpayers in Arlington and the state of Texas during that time?
I have no idea.
Okay, so you don't have any numbers.
Well, we know how much. I mean, it costs. What's the cost of the person when you get when you arrest them and they go through the system, the court costs and the fines that they might have to pay for being publicly intoxicated. What is the cost there?
Well, the fine is up to $500.
Up to now, does that mean it usually is $500 or is it usually $200 but could be $500? What's the typical fine?
TABC doesn't play a role in determining what that fine is. It's up to the judge. So I've never been arrested for it, so I couldn't tell you how much.
Gotcha. Well, be careful. It looks like it can happen to anybody.
Now, that's an interesting point. Do you drink, Carolyn?
I do.
You do. Where do you do your drinking?
Restaurants, bars, at my house, at my friends' houses.
Now, are you really careful when you're at a bar to not have more than maybe two or three beers? I mean, it doesn't take, depending on your body weight, typically, it doesn't take very much beer to get beyond that point of public intoxication. Are you really careful with it, or is it possible you could get caught up in one of these things someday?
I am careful to watch how much I drink. It's not possible right now for me to get caught because I'm pregnant and not drinking at all.
Excellent.
I see. Very responsible of you. So... we've actually some calls that have come in, Carolyn, and so some people want to ask you some questions, if you don't mind. We do have Steve on the line with us here in Alabama. Steve here on Free Talk Live with Ian and Carolyn.
Hi, Ms. Beck.
Hi, Steve.
I attend, promote, or speak at conventions, several conventions a month, including I've got an upcoming one in Houston. My question, you've said that your key target is preventing DUIs, but I've heard multiple accounts of people staying in a hotel, going down to the hotel bar, and being arrested by TABC agents.
Good point.
What motivation is there for me to host, promote, or even attend a convention in Texas if I'm going to be at risk and the rest of the convention attendees are going to be at risk of being arrested doing what people do at conventions once
the activities
are over?
Thanks for the call, Steve.
I'd like to address that by talking about the three people who are arrested in the hotel bar in Irving, because there were only three. We don't frequent hotel bars. One of them was a truck driver whose truck broke down, and this is what she told the agent, and she was drunk looking for sex, and she was taking her shirt off in the bar to show off her bikini top and shaking her chest around to show off her breasts.
Yeah. She is a danger to herself or others.
She wouldn't do the standard field sobriety test because, in her own words, she was too drunk. We did feel like she was a danger to herself. Yes, she was that intoxicated.
And the other two?
And there was another one who was also extremely intoxicated, was having trouble walking, having trouble talking, having difficulty comprehending instructions and questions. They had to help him as he was walking.
But was he also somebody who was going to be leaving the hotel in his car that night, or was he somebody that was going to be checking in and going to sleep?
Actually, he was not staying at the hotel. He was going to be driving home.
And the third person?
The third person was, he was staying in the hotel, but he was also exhibiting the same signs of extreme intoxication.
Now, why is it that the hotel staff can't help this man back to his room? I don't understand why you have to get involved with something like that. I mean, I don't understand any of it.
What the law says is that you don't have to arrest them. You can release them to a responsible party.
So you
but
just do
if
whatever.
If someone is staying alone in a hotel, there is no responsible party. The hotel staff may walk them back to their room, but they're not going to stay with them and make sure that they stay in the room or that they don't, pass out and choke on their own vomit. I mean, there's all kinds of things that happen to people when they've had way too much to drink.
I've got a question for you. Well, my question is why are they being arrested for their blood alcohol level rather than their behavior?
They're being arrested for being intoxicated to the extent that they may be a danger to themselves or others.
That's what I'm saying. You're saying intoxication is the arrest charge rather than, for example, the woman who was behaving lewdly by, shaking her breasts around or, whatever other behaviors these other two were exhibiting. Why aren't they being arrested for their actions rather than...
That's what's bringing them attention is their actions. If they appear drunk, that will draw the attention of the undercover agents, as I understand it.
Right. Then that's the behavior that I would think would be the threat or...
Carolyn,
behavior that is caused by them being exceedingly intoxicated.
If you could bear with us, we actually have two more questions for you from listeners that are on the phones waiting for you, Carolyn. Fascinating stuff. This is really one of our most popular guests that we've had on the show.
Yeah, she's in demand.
800-259-9231. It's a controversial issue. The TABC, the Texas Alcohol Banning Commission, has made it so it's illegal to be drunk in bars. More coming back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today. For just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and the toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwick. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their photo, not just any old photo, but one specifically taken for Free Talk Live. We call it validation. The lady in question is proving that she listens to Free Talk Live in the picture. And you can see it online at freetalklive.com. We're going back to the phones here. We have a special guest on the line with us. It's the very first bureaucrat that we've ever had on the show. It's Carolyn Beck. We've been doing this show for over 3 years now, and not once have we ever had a government employee on the air with us before.
Nobody's had the guts.
As a guest, nobody has had the guts, except for you, Carolyn Beck, the spokesperson for the TABC, the Texarkana Bureaucracy of Alcohol Commission. Carolyn, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hello.
All right, so we've got a couple more calls here. But
can I clarify something first?
Sure.
You said before that it was the Texas Alcohol Banning Commission who has made it illegal to be drunk in bars. I just wanted to clarify that, you know, three branches of the government, the legislative, the judicial, and the executive, we enforce the laws, but it's the legislature that actually makes the laws.
Now, let me...
Totally separate.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that's where I wanted to go with this. You're essentially the enforcers of the law. So, as the enforcer of the law, do you have the ability to just not enforce laws? Just on your, you know, if you don't like a law, can you just avoid enforcing it?
We're not supposed to, no.
But you could if you wanted to.
We would not.
Well, you wouldn't, because you'd probably get your budget cut, right?
something. I don't know.
Here's my question for you, Carolyn.
That sounds like a good idea.
We got a couple questions from the listeners. My question for you is, if the law people, if the legislators made a new law that said that alcohol was banned in Texas, would you enforce that law too?
I probably wouldn't work here anymore. That would make me very uncomfortable.
I see. So you actually have a point where, at which you would say, I've had enough, this is way too much regulation, and you'd give up your job.
Me personally? Of course. I think everybody has a limit there. If they told us that it was the law that all TABC employees had to go out and kill somebody to get a raise, I think I would draw the line there too. Everybody has a line.
I got you. Now, do you feel like you're kind of like right on the line right now, or do you think there maybe should be more regulations?
I don't feel like there should be more specifically alcoholic beverage regulations.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can't think of any regulations that I think should be on the books that aren't already.
All right, let's go to the phones because we have Gene, the Christian anarchist. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Carolyn Beck from the TABC.
Hello, Carolyn.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm known as the Christian anarchist, and if you saw me walking down the street, you would just think I was like any other normal middle-class or upper-middle-class citizen. We make a comfortable living. But it's laws like this and people that are willing to enforce them that have convinced me that anarchy is the only way. And I'm not a young kid. I'm an older fellow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just things like this. I just wanted to let you know that more and more people are turning to that view simply because the government is too pushy and too nosy and too much in our business.
Essentially, you're an unintended consequence of regulation, correct, Gene?
Yes, and I'd like to thank her for coming on the television show and or this radio show and presenting her view because it just makes my argument a lot easier.
Did you have a question for Ms. Beck while you're on the line, Gene? Because we got to get to some questions.
I'm just making a comment. Thank you very much.
Very good. Thanks, Gene. Next call from Dave in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Carolyn Beck from the TABC.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Go, Dave.
I just wanted to say that where I live, this was on the local news, and they had a film segment of one of your some of your officers going in and arresting a woman in a bar. And she was in a hotel, actually, the hotel bar. And she was a guest of the hotel. And as far as I could tell, she wasn't drunk at all. She was certainly fully coherent.
Was she shaking her breasts around?
Not at all. It wasn't.
Okay. She was inside the bar.
Well, she was staying at the hotel. Well, then maybe was in the hotel.
Okay.
But the point is that she was not going to leave the hotel to drive.
How do you know that?
Because that's what she said. How do you know she wasn't? How do you know she was? What makes you think she was going to drive? Where's your proof? Or are you going to assume someone's guilty until they can prove themselves innocent, which is not the way it's supposed to work in this
country?
Well,
now, Dave, they're not proving themselves. They're not being proven guilty of getting ready to drive. The charge is simply public intoxication.
Well,
so their excuse is that. Hmm?
First of all, she said, "How did the woman? How do we know that she wasn't planning on driving?" And I'm saying, you know.
No, that she wasn't going to drive.
Well, how can you say she was going to drive?
I didn't say she was going to drive, but you said she wasn't. I'm saying we don't know.
We
don't know what she was going to do.
So if someone claims, if someone says, I am not going to do something, that you assume that they will, is what you're saying.
No, I
but that's beside the point.
We don't know what she was going to do.
Here's the point. She was not she was fully coherent. As far as I could tell, she wasn't drunk at all. She was no threat to herself. She was not in a car. She was not in a car.
How long was the clip that you saw?
What?
How long was the clip that you saw?
It was a good 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Yeah.
No.
It's a long clip.
The point, let's get to the relevant fact here. One, she was in the hotel. She was not in the parking lot. She was not in a car. She was not even outside the building. She was in the hotel. She said she was not going to drive and she was going to go back to her room. As far as I could tell, she wasn't even drunk.
As far as you could tell,
yeah.
I'm sure that's true.
All right,
I'm
Dave.
Watching her on TV.
Thanks for the call, Dave. We really appreciate that. Still to come here, we've got Mike in Washington who's holding on very patiently. So if you could just hang on one more time, Carolyn, we are going to come back and we'll wrap all this up. You've been
very patient.
Great guest, Carolyn Beck, the TABC, Texarkana, Alcohol Banning Bureaucracy. More on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that lets you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USC-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're inside hour number one. Still got over 2 hours remaining here tonight. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. The number 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. And don't hesitate to join the fun over at the bulletin board system at bbs.freetalklive.com. Over 96,000 posts for you to surf around through. Over 1,200 people interacting there. bbs.freetalklive.com. We bring back our special guest, Carolyn Beck. She's the spokesperson, the media representative for the Texas Alcohol Bureaucracy Center. And Carolyn, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, we just got off the phone with Dave in California a moment ago, and I think that we're going to try to round out his point, because he was kind of having a tough time getting it out there, I think, in regards to... Well, your reason for enforcing the laws in Texas is that you want to protect people from hurting themselves and others, for instance, by getting in their car and driving away from the bar drunk. Now, the question is...
Or in the case of a hotel as well. I
mean, what about somebody...
People in hotels have cars, too.
People who drink in their homes and get in their cars and drive drunk? I mean, if someone was to call you up at the TABC and say, hey, my neighbor, Manwich, I think he's drinking a lot tonight, and I know he has to go to work in 3 hours, what would you do in that case?
I can't imagine. Our job is to regulate the licensed establishments that sell alcoholic beverages.
I see. So you actually have no jurisdiction whatsoever over private homes.
We, as far as if they're not breaking the law, and, you know, in private homes you have to have probable cause for a search warrant. They have to be actually violating the law, and getting plastered in your home is not against the law.
So as long as you're not selling alcohol out of your home or something like that, you don't come under the jurisdiction of the TABC.
Or drugs or prostitution. I mean, our agency is tasked with enforcing the alcoholic beverage code, but they are peace officers, and if somebody was breaking some other law in front of them, they would certainly do something about
right.
it.
My real quick question is that, when we were addressing the hotel situation, you said that there's no reasonable explanation. You don't know which way it could go. They might go driving. They might not. My concern is that the same expectation could be had in someone's home. So what I'm wondering is how long is it going to be before the TABC is
authorized to do home enforcement?
Well, I appreciate you clarifying authorized instead of saying that we're actually making the laws. This law has been on the books for decades, and there's been no change in it. So
got it. We've
got
to get to one more question, Carolyn.
But we're not actually expanding our authority here.
Understood. Mike's been hanging on patiently. Mike in Washington, you got to spit out your question quick for Ms. Carolyn Beck from the TABC.
Well, my only question is, where does the state have specific jurisdiction over private business? I mean, I can understand wanting to protect public roadways and public access, but on the business premises, where does the state have the right to really step in and
Thank
make
you,
a
Mike.
Decision?
Appreciate the call.
Sure. Well, a couple of things. First, the penal code definition of a public place that I already talked about. The second is that when they're licensed to sell alcoholic beverages, that gives peace officers the authority to go on.
Basically, it comes down to this, Carolyn, and let me see if I got this right. It comes down to the fact that there is a bunch of people somewhere in Texas that wrote some stuff down on paper and then created your agency, allegedly, and now you get to enforce the laws at gunpoint. You get to force them on other people, and if they don't do what you want them to, you're going to shoot and kill them. Isn't that right?
Normally we don't shoot and kill people for public intoxication, no.
Well, it depends on how, I guess, resistant they are. Carolyn Beck from the TABC, thank you so much for coming on the show.
This has been a lot of fun.
You have been fabulous, Carolyn.
Hey, you can listen to yourself later on at freetalklive.com and send us a picture for the Shrine of Female Listeners. We'd really like that, Carolyn. Have a great night.
Thanks.
And that was Carolyn Beck, the Texarkana Alcohol Bureaucracy Seminar. More coming back. Hour number two is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Anything goes. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.